Okay. I was born in Manchester, Iowa. I'm third from the bottom in a family of 11 who come from an Iowa farm family. And six of my brothers were born with hemophilia, a blood disease. We don't know if it was a mutated gene or if it was genetic in the family, but nobody in my ancestors had it. But my mom is the only girl in her family who passed it on because the other girls didn't marry. And so we don't know if they also would have had it. So growing up in our family was interesting. There was always something happening, and it was a lot of fun too at times. But it was very chaotic because we never knew when one of the boys was going to have to go to the hospital or when they were going to be laid up on the couch or, you know, life didn't stop just because they were. We had to go on and we did everything. And there was a lot of suffering, which was very probably toughest part of is watching a hemophiliac suffer because it is... It's a great big part of being a hemophiliac. And the psychological effects of that, too, are tough because, you know, you got to figure out how to still live with all of this. But we were pretty rambunctious. And despite warnings that my brothers weren't supposed to run around and do stuff like everybody else, they still did because there were too many of us. Mom couldn't yell stop all the time. So we lived quite normally in between bouts of chaos is pretty much how it went.
And so you were third from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So did you have responsibilities driving the boys? Because sometimes they would have to go into, yeah.
Not so much driving because I didn't get my driver's license until I was 25 because there was only one car in the family and I had seven brothers. I wasn't going to get the car. And I was always really timid about driving. And now I drive all over the place. But all of us girls, we always teased that we were born just at the right time to help take care of the next. So my sister Jan was born before my brother JJ, and so she was able to help take care. And then we had Ernie, and then Claire was born to help take care of Laura, and then Mary helped take care, and then I took care of the bottom two. It was very much caretaker. We really learned a lot about jobs and work and taking care of other people, and that's been a real blessing, really.